basically the Zionist Jew says,
"Fine, we're not even
it's not
close
the third temple.
To blowing
it's
each not- other's brains out." Jacker, listen, there's a lot of logical people in this country still, and they see what's going on, and they're not going to allow it to happen in their town. I guarantee you, you're going to see a tremendous amount of pushback. If they start going into these rural areas, I mean, I'm talking big time, like make it a regular habit, you're going to see pushback like you never imagined. People will come out of the woodwork. Don't poke the bear, Antifa. I'm telling you right now.
We all got guns. We got a lot of guns, mechanic. No question about it.
We'll be country. Listen, bro, thanks, Jacker. Thanks, John Wayne.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Is that it?
Right back after this message.
That's it.
Okay, 3-4 minutes. We'll be right back.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started? Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Well, I suppose me and Jack are going to stick around for a little bit. There's all kinds of things to talk about. This is John Wayne, by the way. Thank you to those of you that have held over to carry on for a little bit longer this evening. I saw some folks had dropped off the chat. It is in the very early hours of 9/4/2020. And Jacker, I didn't know if you'd seen these images or these things, but two tweeters, whatever the hell you want to call these things here, whatever would be the proper form of English for it. But two Twitters, I guess, over here. And the first one there is that weird dome-looking thing over Mexico, and then the second one is that downed Chinese jet in Taiwan, from what I believe. Have you had a chance to look at either one of them?
Yeah, John Wayne, I've seen the dome over Mexico. Now, the down Chinese surveillance aircraft, I have not seen. But that is a precursor. Oh, we got certain precursors to war. Okay, we got a big guy.
We do.
Yeah,
we better get the bunkers. It's incoming. Oh, God. Cover your heads.
I need to tell you that the stream has been dropping from Voskast, so people in the chat room might be getting some looping. Because right now, as I'm watching the stream, it seems to be dropping at the top of the hours, and I'm not sure why. So, Studio A, but everything's recording on the archives, and I'm just sort of chattering along as I'm watching. It looked like it dropped 30 seconds ago, right as I connected, mysteriously enough. So.
Well, it's interesting. Just a little while ago, I was actually dropped. My internet had some intermittency for about 35, 40 seconds, and then I was able to reconnect.
Yeah, so I noticed that happened earlier and during Keith's show, but it seems to be only on Studio A right now. So it's been reconnected for about a minute, but I wanted to just call in to say hello to both y'all. And hey. And there are, while I've seen nothing in U.S. news, multiple international sources seem to be confirming that a Chinese SU, a jet, a Chinese, I think it was an
SU-35, yeah.
Was shot down by Taiwan over the Taiwan Strait. The pilot was captured and is injured but alive. So I'm still waiting to see if there is an official, like, mainstream confirmation on this. But it is buzzing over Twitter in India and in China and Taiwan right now.
Mr. Rowe, let's just get your idea on a timeline. Does it look like we're headed for a third world war with China? Right. India's going to be in it. Pakistan's going to be in it. What you're looking at, does this look like it's imminent? What say you? Go ahead.
I think what I get is that, yes, it does look imminent. However, there are some things that maybe we haven't taken into consideration. We have an entire black box arsenal of very, very high technology that would run circles around anything that China has supposedly even gotten through espionage, through spy. I believe that they have purposely been allowed to obtain information on some of our war machines that are conventional. For example, remember when they showed the U.S. air pilots and they were watching these craft, and they called them UFOs, and you have the volume, and then it was released by the DOD, and they're like, oh yeah, here he comes. You hear the pilots, and they're not aggressive. They're like playing. They're like, oh yeah, look at that. Oh yeah, there he goes. I got him now. Like, they're almost playing a game. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because those craft are ours.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew they were ours, and that was also a release to show China that we have a little more something-something than just conventional aircraft. So they can have their little stealth airplanes that can do little tricks in the air and all that, but can they make a 90-degree turn at, you know, 7,000 miles an hour?
Or 30,000 miles an hour.
Right, exactly. And do they know about, you know, gravity drives and displacement systems and dampening and inertial dampeners and all of that kind of stuff? Maybe they have their own little secret space arsenal of their own. I'm sure they probably do.
Really, but, you know, that and that's what I want to ask you about this. You know, that big dome that appeared over Mexico, was that like, hey, kind of look what we've got. And look what we can do to your area of the world. We can just make everything go dark. And look at this. Look what appeared here.
Either that or it was something that's not ours, that's not terrestrial. You know, it could be, I don't know, people are really, there's all kinds of buzz about, you know, the incoming asteroid field and some craft that are ahead that seem to be intelligently controlled. So that's all about to probably be revealed in the next month or so. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe this is all more hype, like a lot of the other stuff. Like, oh, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Then time goes on and life sort of rolls along. I wouldn't say as normal, but because right now we got this stupid lockdown. And I want to ask a question of you guys. Are you guys still playing by the rules? I mean, they shut
never
everything.
Have.
Are you paying your credit card bills?
Oh, I don't own credit cards. When I go to Walmart, I will wear the mask in through the door, but I'll make sure as soon as I cross the checkpoint, I take the damn thing off.
Yeah.
And everybody else is doing the same thing.
So the whole COVID thing, I mean, it's just...
But, one thing, real quick, I am so sorry I keep stepping on you. There's so many things I want to say. So I went to Walmart the other day, and I don't know if you've noticed this, if you've been out or about, or, you know, I mean, obviously you have to go get goods and wares for the house. When you go in and out of the buildings, is there somebody standing there doing a tally, pushing a number? How many people come in? How many people go out?
Well, I don't go to Walmart. The only places that I've recently actually gone to be honest with you, is little stores, you know, like a Walgreens or something, and there's nobody there. It's just like, you know, they're just normal. Or like a Safeway, a grocery store. I think there was one time, maybe a couple times I've gone and I've seen a person sitting there, but they're just like, I guess they're not counting people. They're just making sure people have masks. But now when I go, I don't really see anybody doing that. Nah.
There was the other day I went to, had to go get something and go in the door, and the guy is sitting there, and I see him, you know, me and my fiance go in the door, and I hear it, see him with his finger on this little tablet, you know, 1-2. And it was just me and her going in through the vestibule at this time. So I stop and I look at him, and I go, are they having you record how many people come in and out of this store? He goes, yeah.
Well, Mr. Rowe, on the big picture, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Right. So on the big picture, now that we know about, you know, what's getting ready to happen between the China and United States, the trade wars, the informational wars, political wars, now it's getting ready to drop down to the military. We know that the Three Gorges Dam, if that thing is blown, that's going to basically wipe out a quarter of the population of China, 400 million people, or it's going to basically cause an economic collapse of China. So do you see basically what's going on as a thought out, agreed upon war in the South China Sea, sort of an agreed upon third world war? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know if it's agreed upon. I think there is some factions that are vying for power.
They got rules. They got set up.
Well, I mean, yeah. But still, that doesn't mean that they're not going to fight each other for ultimate dominance of the world.
I'm talking about South China Sea. I'm talking Taiwan.
Japan. Well, that was a good time to give me the boot, wasn't it? That was very ironic.
Yeah, I saw that, John Wayne. You got booted right off.
Yeah, my internet went down for like 40 seconds.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Man,
they're listening to us, and they know that we are talking the real goddamn truth. That's why they nix us like this. That's why they try to mix up our communications. But what I was saying is the Department of Defense had taken in contracts with Walmart and the Walton family, and then not too long after that, the facial recognition cameras rolled into the self-checkout aisles, okay? None of the checkout aisles are open for any workers to work. Only the self-checkout aisles where the facial recognition cameras are, and then you've got the recognition cameras going in and out of the building. Folks, FEMA camps are going to be your goddamn Walmarts. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, whatever it is, I think the overarching thing is, yeah, if you really look at it, from the big picture, the entire damn thing is I wouldn't say scripted, but it's pretty close. It's sandboxed. You know, the Earth as we know it is a sandbox, and we are NPCs, in my opinion. You know that this paradigm is created. Yes, we could be in a million different directions, and there's no reason for us to have these wars. There's no reason for a lot of things, but this is the way a certain group of demented individuals with demented spirits controlling them have steered this world, this surface. And so I think that, yeah, we are on a very, very skewed and off track. So it is so.
Let's talk about the money. So
the money system is another part. I mean, it's so skewed that I think that anything is possible at this point. We truly are in bizarro world.
Yeah, no, the money. So we've watched silver over the last basically 2 months. 2 months ago, it was like $18. Then it went all the way up to 30 very shortly. Then it's gone back down. A lot of volatility. It's jumped up. It's jumped down. Like last night, they knocked it down a couple of bucks. It popped back up to almost 27. I mean, it's gone back and forth, really, really highly volatile. But also, I've watched Bitcoin, Mr. Rowe, and so Bitcoin cracked over 12,000. And so, what's happening on the money level? We just seem to see a lot of volatility among commodities, and you don't normally see that. I mean, you see that volatility, like with stocks today, it was like dropped down 900 points, you know, jumps up, jumps down, but certainly. Not with, yeah, go ahead.
Well, the same, well, like cryptos, like Bitcoin, like you just said, hit over 12,000. Right now, it's actually down to 10,300. So the volatility is the entire crypto market is down and majorly down. So the volatility is back in crypto for sure. And now it's jumping over, like you said, to the cash equity markets. And I think that's mainly because of uncertainty. There's mixed signals coming from Wall Street. You know, at the one hand, we've got folks saying, oh, everything's fine. Look at Apple and Tesla stock have split. The cryptos are doing better. Gold and silver and commodities. Oh, everything's good. We're going to bring back the economy. Meanwhile, on the other side, you've got mom and pop businesses and things shutting down, people not being able to pay their bills, people going further into debt. That's why I asked, one of the main things I mean by are you still playing by the rules is, are you still paying your electric bill? Are you still paying your gas bill and your garbage and your what else is there? Your cable and you have your water bill. You have your utilities, and of course there's your credit card. Maybe you've got car payments, insurance, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, here's the problem, Mr. Rowe, is that 50 million people lost their jobs.
Right.
30 million are on the verge of eviction.
Right.
Unless the United States, President Trump, was able to sign some kind of executive directive, mm-hmm. basically saying you can't evict these people. Now we're finding out that all these small type of business property owners that own like, you know, a couple of houses or two, three houses or a duplex or a quadplex, which is the majority of people who own real estate, they're not going to be able to collect rent. Now it looks like up to 16 months.
So you guys are making a good point. Property taxes went up here. I mean, I'm not ashamed to mention whatever property taxes are, but I mean, you know, it was originally $800 for, I think, like 6 months. Now it's like 1,200 and something, I believe.
So how do they expect things to keep going if everything's shut down and nobody has any money to do anything and they're not going to be able to pay any bills? How do they expect?
That's my point. That's my point, Mr. Rowe.
Is that how they're going to remove people? Is that how they're going to put people in camps as well? I guess, you know, we got to take your house. You haven't paid your property taxes. So, you know, it's ours now. You come with us. I'm just throwing it out there because, I mean, this is all some pretty serious stuff. I mean, we're being dead serious, folks. This is very true.
No, what I'm saying is that are we up to a systemic break in the whole system overall? That we are going to a world war with China, at least in the parameters of the South China Sea. You know, are they going to be rounding up these people who are burning these cities and putting them in basically labor, you know, CCC type work camps?
That might be a facet of what's called, if you look this up, the Great Reset, Davos 2020. At the Davos convention in Switzerland, they really, really talked heavily. It was basically the theme. And you can look this up online, and there's hours and hours and hours of lectures and speeches about the Great Reset. And it's here, it's now, this is what's going on. They all laugh at you when you run around with your little masks on. They laugh at us when we're looking at our COVID stats because they've created COVID for the Great Reset. They basically come right out and say it. And if you know how to listen to these people, it's very plain to see. It's very obvious. And they're like, yeah, so here we have the COVID crisis, and we're going to have to close everything and, you know, shut all of the old systems down and bring about the new order online that we have here. And they've got huge books and all kinds of lectures about it, the Great Reset that we've been planning for a long time. And the interesting thing is it has a parallel to another reset. This is not the first reset. Hijacker, you know very well, this the last reset, I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. No, multiple resets. Go ahead, yeah. Mr. Rowe.
Was back with the time when they had all of the world's fairs, and after, you know, they decided to stop using Tesla technology and not go that direction and go with this quantum model and use, you know, internal combustion engines and wires with electricity and certain types of paradigm shifting technologies. This is the way they decided to go with this money system. Now they're doing, we're into the future a little bit. We have more technology. They're going to do a reset again instead of going currently down the same path. See, I think we were going down a certain path, and then around the previous reset, they went, okay, we're going to reset everything. There was this mud flood, whatever you want to do it. The Tatarians are gone. We're going to start with our way of doing things. So we abandoned the Tatarian technology. We abandoned that other stuff. And we went with what the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Barons wanted, you know, this kind of industrial age that we've set about. And now
gasoline engine,
right?
Fossil fuels,
right?
Mechanical, coal fired trains, and
to the point we've advanced to the point where we're started. Okay, we've mapped the mind to a certain point. We've gotten to space travel, and if you know about the secret technologies, we've done quite well. And so now it is indeed time to shift off of this paradigm. And I agree. I actually agree that we are on the wrong paradigm, but the part that bothers me is who is in charge of creating the new one. It's the same people. It's the same group. It's the descendants of the ones that did the last reset, which and they have a track record that's not exactly sparkling. You know, they've kept a lot of stuff hidden. They've created disease, pestilence, war, famine. They've killed a lot of people. They've lied to us. You know, look at what they're doing with vaccines. And we see the direction they want to take us. We see, oh, we're going to create this COVID, this mysterious illness that doesn't exist. And we're going to use it to fool everybody and implement the new reset, the new world order that they've sang songs about. They have these children singing songs. Now, the new world order is born behind closed doors. We're going to rise again. This is the island song, la-di-da-di-da. And it's a UN thing. It's just right in your face. But everybody's preoccupied with, well, in this country, I guess it's Black Lives Matter and burning things down. But all of the riots that are going on, not just in the United States, but all over the world. Now, they're for different reasons, but they're the same effect. They're all rioting. It's all civil unrest. It's all destabilization. Now, you know,
It's diversion from the big picture.
Exactly. And it's all the big picture is, again, the great reset when they're going to come out on the other side. And how they're going to tear everything down might also concern you, because tearing stuff down, burning stuff down on their level, on a global scale, think about it. You know, you're not just talking about a few people that are burning a few buildings down. You might be talking about demolishing entire cities in a certain way. And I believe that the Chinese...
Oh, you're already doing that, Mr. Rowe, in California.
Remember when China burned all those bodies, and we say, oh, look at the signatures of the carbon burning, and they're burning bodies. Mm-hmm. Now, what if the coronavirus wasn't as deadly as we thought, but the bodies that they burned, the millions of people that died, really did die, because that was the dry run, the model for rounding up the subversives.
That's right.
You just have corona, which may not have any symptoms, so we're just going to take you away. Nobody's going to want to get near you because you've got corona and you might be, you know, and kill them and get them exposed. We'll have to take them away, too. You don't want the white coats to take you away. And then you go off and unfortunately, you died of corona. But you also happen to be, you know, somebody that was undesirable. So I wonder if that's one of the models.
Well, you know,
right, and they could have done this. Wait a minute, John Wayne. And so when you were seeing in Wuhan, where they were basically blocking up doorways and apartments, and we saw the fires in the parks or whatever, and we said, you know, what are they doing? Are they burning up tens of thousands of bodies? It could have been what Mr. Rowe's talking about. It could have been a nationwide purge in which the Chinese authorities went all over the country, rounding up all of the dissidents. They had all their social
The elderly.
Well, not. I think they. Yeah, the elderly, fine. But
you know, I wanted to say real quick, Jack or Roe. You remember that video that we both had seen, where they're unloading people out of the back of military trucks, and you can hear gunshots in the distance.
Yeah. So, and I remember when we've all seen how the Chinese. They were cocking their guns as they're walking into the neighborhoods, and people are like filming. And these cops are just, yeah, they were going to shoot people, I believe, to execute, to take out undesirables. And just like you were saying, Jacker, I concur that that's probably what it was. I don't think it was a deadly virus that was causing people to. I mean, they also have those cities that were. And remember that. Remember when they went through, and you hear they were saying it's fake, it's all fake, and those were the citizens that were yelling out the buildings, "It's all fake, it's all
right.
fake."
Well, no, not only that, Mr. Rowe, think about since Wuhan and this COVID-19, all of China has gone black. Now, how is that possible? Unless they did round up, you know, 20 or 30 million dissidents. I mean, they've completely shut down anything coming out of China at all.
What would you do? What would you do if you saw the government come along and take, you know, several of your neighbors, and then you got rumors that those people were undesirable because they said the wrong thing on the internet? Do you think that you would, you know, probably watch out and make sure you're not going to say anything on the internet? You're just going to mind your own business. You know, you're just going to be
It goes the same way as saying, okay, if somebody shows up across the road at your neighbor's house, they're dressed in fatigues. They are not the police department, and they are dragging the neighbors out, beating the shit out of them, and throwing them in the back of trucks. Are you going to grab your rifle off the wall and start throwing lead or not?
And they look at you and they say, look, you could go in your house or you could be next. What are you going to do? You're going to go in your house. Maybe. And in China, that's what, you know, they have the ability to do anything they want to. People are really scared of the police there. I mean, you think, oh, the police are oppressing us and whatever, whine here. You go to China and you see what the police do. It's a whole other ball game. Yeah, they lock you up in little chairs and torture you. And yeah, it's
so Mr. Rowe, while I got you here, do you think that the Republican Party made a strategic mistake in not changing out Tucker Carlson for Vice President Pence and making this whole election about the vice president's Kamala Harris, the new future of the country? Because we actually haven't heard anything about Kamala Harris at all. Go ahead.
Because first, it's not about the vice presidents. It is about the presidents. And, you know, right now, the focus is definitely Donald Trump or no Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and it doesn't matter at this point who the vice president is, in my opinion, that a lot of people are seeing that Donald Trump is right now in the middle of his work. And he's the only one that can finish it. That if he does become president again, that yes, he will close the lid on this box and we can move on in a new paradigm, in a new light. And yes, the reset is going to happen at the same time, and we may come out in a strategic standing. However, if he doesn't become president, then we're going to be sucked in to whatever the reset does, and we're going to be subservient to that. We're going to lose our sovereignty, and anybody that's done their research knows that. So right now, it's definitely and also, I think personally that if Donald Trump were to change out, let's say Pence for Tucker, that actually would show, in my opinion. This is just my opinion, weakness and uncertainty, divisiveness, and they would tear him apart on that. Oh, look, you know, Pence is abandoning him. Oh, they, you know, he doesn't like it. They would rip him apart because that is very, very rare. It's not unheard of, but it's extremely rare for a president to just say, well, I'm going to switch my, you know, we're switching. You're no longer vice president. You're going to be somebody else, or I'm getting a new person. So,
what would you guys say to a 2024 Trey Gowdy, Carlson Tucker ticket?
Well, yeah, I mean Tucker in a future, it definitely in a future race, yes.
And I think Trey Gowdy, every time I've seen that man, I've seen presidential material.
But like nobody likes Kamala Harris for one. Nobody likes her. And Joe Biden is a joke. He had a little thing like 12 people showed up and they're sitting in their circles and they had a little video thing. You know, everybody knows. And now we've got the polls and they're saying, oh, it's going to be a mirage.
it's going to look like Trump won because all the Republicans are going to go to the polls. But we got to wait for the mail-in ballot. And then it's going to flip it. And Biden's going to win. Yay! And then they did their little analysis where they're like, it was a freaking veiled threat. Where they're like, the only way that we can avoid a full-on breakdown of the country is if Biden wins by a landslide. Because we know that, just everything was so biased in their little model of what's going to happen. Now, of course, they ran their models before. But if you believe that, somehow, some way, most of the country thinks Biden and Kamala are a better fit, then I don't have any words for you. I just go away.
You're right. There are people out there like that. I'll swear, my in-laws, I swear, they are all in on this Democrat, left, whatever it is. And they don't even talk to me. They won't even bring anything up, which is interesting. But, my family, my close family, my mom and dad and folks like that, we're all, things are pretty bad. The president's the only horse we got in the race for right now. And coming in 3 months, there's going to be chaos one way or the other.
We got to game it out. And the next, I think we're down to 65 days or 66 days or something like that. We're going to have this election. What are we looking at? Are we looking at complete chaos, burning cities like that particular pastor, Covingstone, he talks about gun shooting everywhere. Cities burning like California wildfires. Is that what we're looking at? Go ahead, you guys.
Well, we've got the first deputization of state police. The Oregon State Police have been deputized to be federal marshals by the Justice Department. So the Justice Department has a way of federalizing police officers, for one. That means that they can now be charged. People can be charged under federal statutes. Will there be rioting in the streets after Trump wins by a landslide? You betcha. You betcha there will. But there will also be probably the opportunity for Trump to drop the hammer harder than you've ever seen before. Because, you remember how Obama said to Medvedev one time, wait till after my election. I have a lot more leeway, flexibility. And that's because there is no more election to worry about. And then Trump will be able to get stuff done and not have to worry about dealing with some election or anything. And I think at that point, people are going to say, do whatever you need to do. We're not going to worry about blah, blah, blah. You do, at least his supporters are going to say that, you do what you need to do to make the streets normal again. And I think he'll make
right, a... What you're saying, Mr. Rowe, is that, okay, here's the scenario. And even the bookies in Las Vegas, England, Wall Street, everybody's betting now that Trump's going to win. So Trump wins in a landslide as far as Electoral College. They say it's going to be at least 350 to 370 Electoral College votes. Last time he won, it was 306, which was considered a landslide. So he wins it that night. So the eruption comes the very next night, the very next day. And so what you're talking about, Mr. Rowe, is that based off the mandate that President Trump gets on his particular landslide, he's basically going to say he's going to do an executive order saying, I'm including all law enforcement. I'm giving immunity. Whatever you need to do to stop these riots and burning and killing, you can shoot to kill without impunity. And so that's what you're saying, Mr. Rowe. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know about shoot to kill, but do what needs to be done. But the only thing that we could see is, and they've already said this, they're like, well, yeah, we predict that Trump will win on election night. But then they said that they will not call the election, that they will leave it in limbo for a week, 2 weeks, whatever it takes, I guess 2 weeks, let's say, for all of the mail-in ballots to be counted, right? And then Of course.
What a great idea if you were Dr. Evil.
Of course, you know, you know the left, so what they're going to do is somehow magically, the mail-in ballots are going to, let's say, flip, and they will say that, you know, Biden has won, or maybe not, maybe it'll be too close, or da-da-da, something will occur, and their plan is to actually then say, well, we declare this illegitimate, whatever reason they bring, illegitimate presidency, and then therefore we're going to have Joe Biden as our and Kamala as our president and vice president, and we're going to secede, and it's going to be like California, Oregon, Nevada, Washington, several other states, maybe New York, you know, a few states, and we're going to break off from the United States and form our own country. At that point is the monkey wrench wild card. What will the response be? Is there going to be a response from Chinese troops that are massing in Canada? Is there going to be a response from UN troops? Is there going to be a response from our own troops when Trump saying, you're not going anywhere?
All of the above.
So that is the wild card. That and of course, you know, so the civilians on the street, yeah, that's one thing. But then when you have a possibility of outside interference, especially if, let's say, a group of states were to say, no, we're banding together and we're asking for help from the UN. We need help against the oppressive United States that's trying to be, you know, delegitimize everything, and he's tearing our country apart. So please, UN and China, come in and assist us.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I have a hard time believing that because we got so many deep underground military bases. I mean, if you take a look at California, I mean, that's a serious military complex.
That's true. I also have a hard time believing that as well. I hope that wouldn't happen. That's a good movie, but, you know, do I think that's going to happen? No, I actually think that I don't think there's going to be a secession. I think that Trump will win. I think they'll try to cheat, flip it, but I think they'll probably get caught. At this point, I think things are set up by the other side where they're going to, you know, the Democrats will fall right into a trap. They've been taking the bait on all kinds of stuff, and they've been just really being messy recently.
That's what these different dreams from these different people have basically been saying, is that they're basically setting up a trap, but they're actually going to fall into it.
Yeah.
There is going to be a rupture in November, no question about it. But then it goes into something. Wait a minute, John Wayne. It goes into something that you and Mr. Rowe believe in. Of course, me being a flat earther, I don't believe it. But so this dream, he says that there's a bright light that comes from the sky. Right after the November election, there's fighting in the streets, people killing one another. It's so severe that the people of Black Lives Matter, if you don't burn or you don't do things, they actually attack you. But anyways, he says this figure shows up of light, a figure of light shows up, and he points to the sky. There's a bright light that happens, and then the very next dream is that this light comes down, and then there's darkness and quiet. There's no more rioting. There's no more nothing, literally. He says the only thing that he sees is that he thinks it's on the Gulf Coast, but he's not sure, is Americans with suitcases basically in like FEMA camps, and they're all dejected, really upset, and that because of this bright light of whatever happens that comes to Earth, that it causes a darkness, everything goes quiet.
2018 ES-13. What is that? What is the rock number? Oh, let me look here. Let me find it. I can have it right at my fingertips.
Anyways, there is a prophecy, Ricardus, Rodrigo Ricardus. I'm not saying his name right, but About 10 years ago, he actually prophesied to the United States. They actually moved military equipment, infrastructure into Puerto Rico. He says that there was going to be a great asteroid that slams into the ocean 40 miles north of Puerto Rico. And the United States, whoever this guy was, they seemed to know who he was because they actually reacted to his words. And that was 10 years ago. But there's somehow there's been a delay. Thank you. Thank you.
So the next
delay of judgment. And so if this,
so the next two,
if this big
the next,
bright light, let me finish. If this big bright light is this asteroid, whatever this thing is, that strikes 40 miles of Puerto Rico, that would put the people on the Gulf Coast, Florida, into FEMA camps. It would be a tremendous hit on the United States. So anyways, go ahead, John Wayne.
So you had 2018 SB 13, September 22nd. We just had 2011 ES 4, September 1st, just a few days ago. And that thing passed. Get this, is how pass, how close it passed. 0.0008 astronomical units, 74,000 miles, folks. That's damn close. That's really, really, really close. You know, that's not a, you know, a miss, you know. It's a very, very near miss. This next one's, they're saying that this, that one, what was it I just mentioned here? I go back up and find it again. They're saying that it can, what was it? 2018 SB 13, September 22nd. They're saying that there is an, there's a no chance of this thing missing Earth.
Right. Well, so Mr. Rowe, what do you say? Do you think we're going to get hit with some sort of asteroid or whatever?
Well, there's chatter
in the next 2 years. I mean, what's your timeline? What say you, God man, philosopher?
There is chatter of an incoming field where there's supposed to be multiple asteroid hits ranging from the size of a basketball to the size of a football field, and one being the size of Manhattan. I don't know if it's going to hit. They know that some will probably break up. That's what they hope for. It is supposed to really start to pick up around October of this year and go into 2024. So multiple hits. Some people think that this is not what we think it is. It may not actually be an asteroid field. It might actually be an incoming armada. So now we go through the looking glass. Intelligently piloted craft, do they exist? Is it something that is coming in? When I heard this, when I heard the people talking about this, that these asteroids are actually intelligently piloted craft or some sort of, you know, non-human entities, my first thought was demonic invasion. And, you know, hell doesn't necessarily have to be deep within the earth, right? The demons may not come from another dimension, although they probably do. They might come from deep space as well. Maybe they warped in from another dimension somewhere out in space. Who knows? But is it an incoming invasion? Is it Project Bluebeam? Are they prepping us for this by just leaking a little bit of information, knowing that it's going to get out in at first in the fringe circles and people will start to chatter about it? This is the predictive programming or the release of the dissemination of the information. You know, and you talked about Puerto Rico. There is a post, if you look on the Freedom Slips Twitter page, you'd have to scroll down quite a bit, but it's in there. And it shows an area over a lake where there are several people. I think it's in Puerto Rico. It may be in Central America, but it's definitely a Spanish-speaking country. And I believe it's a Project Bluebeam dry run. It shows the Virgin Mary literally in giant form, like in a ghost-like giant form that everybody's looking at going, whoa, and she's floating over the lake. And then she sort of flies around and then rises and ascends into the clouds. A giant Virgin Mary floating over a lake, flying around and ascending into the clouds. Yes,
it's exactly. If you can find this, please send it to me. I have not seen it.
Okay, it's on the Freedom Slips Twitter page. You just scroll down. It's one of the posts there.
I never use Twitter. I'm sorry.
And so
right, so Mr. Rowe. Here's the problem in all this thinking. Outside of the, and you're going to know the technical name of the event I'm talking about. I think it was in 1901 or maybe 1907. It happened over Russia, the Tarskia event.
Yeah.
If you can correct that.
Tunguska.
Tunguska. Right. Outside of that, where in history have we actually had massive impact on the Earth?
Well, we had one that you could see the video. It didn't actually hit. It was over Chelyabinsk, and it was shot down. A meteor.
Yeah, I saw that. But I'm talking about an asteroid actually slamming into and destroying, you know, hundreds of miles or a city.
History, not recent history. It actually hasn't happened in recent history, except there was possibly an impact recently in Africa, two impacts in Africa. One of them did create a big crater, and then there was one where I saw it was caught on video, a micrometeor. I shouldn't laugh because it actually killed somebody. Somebody died by getting hit by a micrometeor, but yeah, as far as anything slamming into the earth and creating havoc, you're right, Jacker.
Yeah, I mean, we're in history. Go back 1,500 years, 2,000 years. Where are all these asteroid hits? Where are all these incoming objects that, you know, do all this devastation? Now, there was something in Russia. John Wayne, the Tuskiva event?
You got two that took place in Russia. I mean, notably, you got the Tunguska event, which happened back in the early 1900s.
Yeah, that wiped out 1,000 miles of trees. Now, that was real serious.
Massive airburst incident.
By the way, they never found an asteroid.
Yeah, it's a massive airburst.
That they think that might have been caused by Nikola Tesla.
Really? Interesting.
Really?
Yeah. He was doing some experiments, and I think that may have been something that he did.
Bouncing energy off the dome of the flat Earth. That would make sense.
Then you got Chelyabinsk, which took place, I think, was it 2014?
What was that?
They did it is interesting. They did retrieve fragments of this, and it is on display, this meteorite, in one of the museums there. Now, get this. I don't know if you saw this, Rio, but I guess the glass case lid to this display, I mean, I guess it's like very heavy, so people just can't pick it up and move it. It literally levitated a bit, and they caught this on videotape.
Yeah, did you catch that, Mr. Rowe? I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw that?
Well, I saw the meteor. I didn't see the levitation.
Oh, no, John Wayne. John Wayne, I'm not in chat right now, but go ahead and put that in. Very weird. You got this rock in this glass case. The glass case has got to weigh at least 400 or 500 pounds, and it actually lifted up while people were looking at it. They all backed away, and then it settled. It was very strange. But Mr. Rowe, while we got you on the air, we got 67 days before the election. No, is it? Maybe it's 57. Yeah, I think we're down to 57. And so what's your prognosis of what's basically going to happen? I mean, if you had to game it out, what do you need to tell the audience, what they need to look forward to, and what's basically going to happen between now and, let's say, December 1st? Go ahead.
Well, there's going to be a lot of energy being released, and that people just need to be aware of your surroundings, and don't take any unnecessary risks right now. People are being crazy. It's kind of like the Passover, you know. Let whatever this weird, crazy vibe is pass over us. We're going to go into winter. We're going to see an election. Let it pass through. There's no reason, I think, in expending a lot of energy right now. We are already on a path. I think that the only thing we have to do is, if you believe in it, and if it is your passion and you believe that it's the thing you should do, then you go and you vote to whatever you think you should vote for. And you participate in that way, in this, if you want to be part of that. Other than that is sit back and literally enjoy the show right now and let's see where we come out on the other end. But also, I think we should probably give our collective energy into a positive mode, you know, that we know morally what direction we should be going, and we need to put our energy in that direction, because I think there's going to be a death throes of the evil side, but I don't think they're going to win. And it's not just Trump winning the election. That's just a small part of it. You know, Trump is like a mascot in this global movement. And what's happening is people are waking up, and the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, thinks that they are going to use their COVID and global great reset to seize control over the world and everybody. And they think that everybody's just going to go along with it very easily. But I think people are going to start fighting back. All of these protests and things, a lot of them are anti-COVID protests, you know. And while, yeah, it may be advantageous for one side of the reset to have this destabilization, on the other side, they have to be very careful, because it's a two-edged sword, information dissemination. Remember what Zbigniew Brzezinski said about how everybody's waking up and the internet is a terrible thing, and he wishes he could take it back because there's just too much information that's being spread out too quickly, and the masses are waking up now, and their New World Order is going to fail if everybody figures it out. And that's why they're hurrying up and showing themselves, but and they're moving quickly, because they know that if they don't move quickly, they're going to lose. But in order to do that, they have to be reckless, and moving reckless isn't strategic. And now they're committed, and it's kind of like, hey, just make the mad dash, and you're probably going to lose, but you might as well make a run for it. So that's what they're doing. They're making a run for it, but they're not going to win. And so we've got to stay the course and keep the positive energy. That's
what. Yeah, and there's a lot of people had dreams that coincide with that. So John Wayne, I know we only got a couple of minutes. So what say you? What do you think is going to happen in the next 60 days or so? Go ahead.
A myriad of things, because there's not any minute that it goes by in the day that something new isn't coming up. To what extent, I don't know. I do know that the space rock threat is very relevant. I'm sitting here now looking at the tectonics map, and, I mean, we're getting earthquakes in places where we shouldn't be getting earthquakes. What, a 4.0... 1 kilometer deep, Pollard, Alabama, magnitude 3.8. So, you know, in Alabama, come on. So that's another thing, too. Volcanism and earthquake activity, that's one thing to also keep an eye on. Just saying.
I'm saying, there's a theory out there, because of the nature of these earthquakes, they've got no sine wave. They all of a sudden start, and then they kind of roll through. That these are the deep underground bases being blown up. This some is the whole Cuvian. Go ahead, Mr. Rowe.
Some of them are the one in Alabama. I don't know. I haven't even looked at it. But some of them, yes. That if you look at the wave, there's a blast wave. as opposed to the standard earthquake type wave. And there's a site where you can go and you can look at all of them and you can actually hear the sound. And the areas that I know where there are underground bases were where there were clusters. Not all of the earthquakes are that. Some of them are just earthquakes, you know. Some of them are whatever. But some of them, I believe, were actually fighting underneath. Anyway, that's it.
Right on, folks. Well, I'm going to get out of here for tonight.
Thought, John Wayne.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here for tonight myself. So everybody hang tight.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rope, for jumping in.
All right. Ciao, ciao.
Yeah, God bless.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Hello, Karl Marx here. Look at my wonderful hair. Notice how I sweep it back.
Karl!
I call it the 360 sweep. Beard, sideburns, and the magnificent coif.
Karl!
What? What is this?
You're on the radio. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah, I get confused.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host. Listening to Revolution Radio.